Hello everybody, my name is Michal Čihař and I'm author of a tool called WebLight, which is there to help you with the localization. I will first start with a simple question. How many of you do know WebLight and how much I should introduce it, or I can go to the deeper details? Okay, so how many of you know WebLight? Okay, good. Almost everybody. So I will do just short introduction for those who don't know. It's web-based localization tool. It was built to may have great version control integration so that you can connect it directly to your version control repository like Git or Mercurial or even Subversion if somebody still uses that. And its focus on providing translator good context about what they are doing so that they can do proper translations. And another main focus is to be able to automate most of the workflow so that the developers don't have to care about how to get the localization into the repository or the translators don't have to care about that as well, so that the process is fully automated. When you want to start using WebLight, you have to get the initial translation, assuming you have already something into WebLight. The easiest approach is to start from the version control repository so that you just point WebLight at it and it will look into the source tree and it will try to find localizable files like GetText, PO files, Android Trezor strings, or whatever you are using. And we are trying to make a best guess what you actually want to do with the files, because there are some configuration options and some